I'm joined here with Scott City cross country head coach there, and Kevin Reese here. Actually, unfortunately, a former head cross country coach, his resignation was approved on Monday night. Also, a business teacher at Scott Community High School. And coach, I got to ask you here. I think we've lost track of what day it is and the months and whatnot. Has this been very unusual for you as well, going through this pandemic and teaching through online only?
Yeah, you know, this is one of those things that obviously nobody saw coming, and I think everyone's just trying to make do the best they can. You know, I think it's probably, for the most part, harder on the students than the teachers. Kids are kind of used to structure and routine, and, you know, I think the ones that have kind of set themselves up with a schedule are probably doing a lot better than some of the other ones. But, you know, hopefully we're just keeping kids engaged in the learning process. I think that's our main goal. And, you know, you don't know exactly how this thing's going to end, but, you know, you just want kids to keep with it and just do the best they can. And I think that's, for the most part, what teachers are trying to do.
All the teachers are doing an outstanding job here. Of course, I bring you on here. You officially had your resignation accepted on Monday night at the school board meeting there. And now what are your plans here going forward?
Well, you know, I don't think it was a big surprise to some people. We've kind of been looking. I know my wife, she's trying to get back closer to her family. That's been our kind of our end game for a few years. She's originally from back in Iowa. We're trying to get closer to her parents and her family. And this has just seemed like, you know, she's found an opportunity in her hometown. She's at least been offered a position, and, you know, it looks like going forward, that's going to work out. I think it's a good opportunity for us to move that direction.
It had to be a tough one, I would assume. How tough was this decision for you guys to kind of make this move, because you'd really been entrenched here in the community over the last decade plus?
Well, yeah, you know, obviously we both had great opportunities here in Scott City, and we've had success here, and we love this community, and we love the people from Scott City. So, yeah, this is a hard decision, but, you know, it's just one of those life choices you have to make eventually. And obviously, living here in Scott City and living in Western Kansas my entire life, I grew up in Copeland, not too far from here. You know, this is even a bigger change, I think, for me heading out of Western Kansas. You know, obviously I'm going to miss this part of the country and these people. Just looking forward to new opportunities, but, you know, it's going to be hard to put Scott City in the rearview mirror. Hopefully I can make some visits back here and keep in contact with a lot of friends. And, you know, obviously I still have family down here too. So, you know, that's my goal, is to just stay in touch and see what comes.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know we're kind of talking more here about your coaching career here in Scott City. 13 years as the head coach, and you came at a pretty good time. You were just visiting with me about that a little bit before our interview here, but you came in right at the first year of the when you guys won the 3A state cross country championship in 2007, and then also in 2018, the girls really had a great run there, and they won the state title there in class 3A as well. But over your 13 years, how would you summarize or sum up what you saw with the cross country program?
I would say, obviously, I was blessed with some outstanding runners. You know, it kind of starts with that, and runners that not only had incredible talent, but, you know, kids that were willing to put in the work and do the things I asked them to do. You know, that's, as a coach, you know, that's your first priority, is just to get your athletes to buy into what you're trying to do and kind of go from there. But I could go down the line as far as just the outstanding athletes that I've had the opportunity to coach. And, you know, not all coaches necessarily get those kind of athletes. I was blessed in that respect, not just the success the program's had, but I think part of it is just developing those relationships with your kids. And, you know, I think that the success comes with that too. You know, if you have kids that not only, you know, work hard and have talent, but you can develop, you know, that bond with, and they trust what you're doing and what you're telling them to do, I think eventually you're going to see that success. And I was lucky enough to see it, you know, right off the bat. And, you know, I think success breeds success. And, you know, when other kids see that your program is doing well, you know, they want to be a part of that.
You've had some outstanding individual runners over your time there. And Of course, recently, kind of remember on the boys' side there, Jack Thomas, his junior, went undefeated that year, and I know you had Trace Kendrick earlier in that in your career as well as the head coach there. Who are some of the others that really stood out and really helped continue this upward trend for your program, or I should say sustainability?
You know, I don't want to name too many specific names because I think overall, you know, every athlete that I coached, you know, had their part in the success of the program. But, you know, it's some of those kids that maybe didn't have the athletic ability but just were willing to put in the time and the effort. You know, one of them that comes to mind is, you know, Connor LeBeau. He was a kid that started off running as a freshman, and, you know, he had his struggles, but he kept working at it, and, you know, eventually he saw a lot of success and helped our program, you know, see a lot of success. Joey Meyer, you know, someone locally here that kind of came along right after that state team, and, you know, he didn't necessarily have the team that to get, you know, to state, but I think that was 2012. We were state runners up, and he kind of led the charge there. On the girls' side, you know, again, there's been a number of girls, but probably obviously Michaela Stevens comes to mind right off the bat. You know, her and Trella Davis and Olivia Prieto, that trio, you know, they made it to the state meet 3 times, I think, on a team when they were here. Dulce Ayala, obviously, you know, was a big factor in the girls' recent success. So, you know, I could go on and on with a lot of different names, but, you know, those are some that come to mind.
What have been some of your favorite memories? I guess we can kind of intertwine this as well. You were an assistant coach for track for 12 years. Some pretty good runs here while you were as an assistant individually and also team-wise. But what have been some of your favorite memories over your tenure here, both cross-country and track?
Oh, there's been so many. You know, obviously the 2 state championships. And just those teams that maybe went above and beyond what most people kind of thought they were going to be able to do. You know, a lot of teams, you know, especially as the expectations grew, you know, there was a lot of pressure on some of those teams to perform and really have to have some kids that maybe weren't used to some of that limelight step it up a little bit. Again, that 2012 team kind of comes to mind. I think overall just the opportunity to work with, you know, some great coaches. I had 4 different assistant coaches throughout my head coaching career, starting with Mark Campos and Jenny Rose. I even recruited my wife for a year in there. And then here recently, Alex Fock, you know, she's kind of been one that there recently has really helped our team have the success that it has. And, you know, I think the kids have really bonded with her, and hopefully she'll definitely stay somehow related to this program as I leave.
You mentioned a little bit about track here. You coached pole vault and distance, and, you know, you'd think that's you'd have enough time to go in between back and forth here, but there's, especially the last few years, there's so much talent in both areas. That had to be pretty tough to kind of go watch everybody at the, you know, with the meets going on.
Well, you know, that's always been kind of a struggle once those meets get started and you're pole vault coach. You're kind of tied to that area, you know, kind of responsible for taking care of those kids and making sure they stay safe. And didn't get to see a lot of my distance runners in track meets, honestly, until the pole vault was over. But, you know, we had a lot of success on the track, too. And, you know, obviously I got the opportunity to work with Jim Turner. You know, that's one of the things I think that carried over, obviously, into my coaching as far as cross country, too. And a lot of the things that he does and a lot of the ways that he gets the most that he can out of his athletes. It's been a great opportunity for me to work with him, and, you know, I'm going to miss him a lot, and hopefully we can stay in touch. You know, he's been a good friend, and not only a good friend, but a mentor also.
All right, well, of course, Coach Kevin Reese joining me here, head cross country and assistant track coach for over a decade here at Scott City. And once again, Coach, it's been really fun following you as the head coach, assistant coach for track as well through your career there. And I tell you what, it's been fun working with you. Coaches shows, you put up with me and whatnot. And it was really fun here, and definitely going to miss you here in Scott City. But thank you for everything that you've done, of course, not only with the classroom, but also on the cross-country and track and field scene.
Well, Adam, thank you. I appreciate all your interest in our program and your coverage over the years. You know, it's one of the things about that city is we've all done a great job of following, you know, various sports and keeping in, you know, in touch with the coaches and doing a variety of things to just let the coaches and the athletes know that they are supported, and that's something that a lot of communities don't necessarily have, so I've appreciated that a lot.